So how do you go your whole life without eating a pear? That's a pretty basic fruit, and you'll hear coming up. We give our fill-in news frog, or sports frog, Paul Mittemeyer, his first pear ever.
Yeah, he just... you'll hear coming up, just the way he is, like... He seems like he's from a bygone era. Like, you know, he's never adapted. He's never evolved. He doesn't eat anything.
He's like one of those frontier families that had 13 kids, but only 8 lived to see the age of 10.
Like, you'll hear him talk about his daughter and her diet, and like, she's a vegan and she's eating all this amazing stuff, and he just refuses to eat any of it.
Well, that was the thing that where this break got interesting for me. It's not the fact that it's like, oh, he hadn't had a pear and he started eating a pear and he liked it. It's, you hear about the rest of his diet, and it's awful. It reminded me of Jay Leno. If you're familiar with that not-so-urban legend, because he's confirmed it, that Jay Leno has just, he doesn't eat vegetables, like, ever. He has had nothing but, like, pastas and grains and potatoes and meat. Nothing green will cross Jay Leno's lips.
I couldn't imagine a life without vegetables or fruit.
How's that possible?
Or any of the, like...
Popping raspberries in your mouth over and over again, a bunch of good blueberries.
Yeah, but we're talking about fruit.
Paul Mittemeyer has never had himself a pear, and other foods that you've never eaten coming up on Behind the Curtain. Paul Mittemeyer still joining us in studio, filling in on sports nicely per usual. And when did we find out,
hey, Paul,
that you've never had a pear? Which is a real basic fruit. Like, if I found out you never had a pomegranate or a dragon fruit.
I knew the first time I met him he didn't have a pear.
It's funny because he's shaped like a pear, but he's never eaten a pear.
I got no balls.
It was last week, actually, and yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Why is that? Do you eat a lot of fruit in general?
No, not at all. Apples. That's it.
Peach?
No peaches.
Here, try
plum?
Plum
is delicious.
No plums.
Plums are great.
How about some juicy plums? Let the juices run down
what
your chin.
What about cherries?
No.
Grapes?
No.
Strawberries?
No.
Wow, you are such a caveman. It blows my mind.
Raspberries?
No.
Blackberries?
No.
Like, these are like, it's like nature's candy. They're so good.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't
eat
them.
I'm going to find you out back sucking on rocks, sitting in a pile of your own stink. How did you eat that?
What were you raised? What did you eat while you were being like raised, like growing up? Just meat?
Meats, potatoes, steak, chicken.
Meat and steak.
I know.
Meat and steak.
Meat, steak.
Meat, steak.
Meat,
meat steak, ground beef.
Meat and steak and steak and meat.
You're saying meat. You're saying meat in different ways. It's all meat.
I don't eat very many green things.
You're going to die, dude.
I'm making my famous steamed bark casserole.
Why are you not going to die?
I'm not going to ever die because I don't eat mayonnaise.
You're an idiot. You got no roughage, you got no fiber, you got no vitamins,
no,
you got no nutrition.
I eat salad. I eat lettuce.
I don't think that's enough.
I bet your toilet's putting in overtime.
Yeah.
My number two does not look like number two, is that what you're
saying? My number two does not look like a number two.
Do you have labored bowel movements?
No, not at all.
No, they're fine?
Yeah.
Pleasant? No straining?
No.
I imagine you have
hemorrhoids?
Handlebars in front of your toilet. You rev that son of a bitch.
Come on, you son of a bitch! What about an orange? You ever eat an orange?
Don't eat oranges, no.
I had an orange last night. It was delicious.
We have audio of Paul's toilet.
He's got to get geared up. Here we go. Come on. Get her warmed up.
He's got to warm up his... Oh, Paul. Can we get you more fruits? Can we treat you to a fruit salad?
Hey, I'm being open with the pear, okay? I'm going to try the pear.
This is already not off to a good start, because I can tell you're gonna do something.
No, I'm open-minded.
Blueberries? I love blueberries. What about a blueberry?
No blueberries.
I love blueberries.
Use a wood chipper as a toilet.
Oh, God. All right, buddy. All right, you got it in front of you.
So I've got green pears. I got a green pear, and I've got... Oh, that looks a little rough. The brown pear.
That's the Bosch. That's the
Bosch.
You're
telling me that I should eat the brown pear.
Eat the brown pear. Go ahead, eat the brown pear.
The red pill, blue pill, or the brown pill?
All right, let me try.
There you go.
There he goes.
Yeah. You're making a face like Keith Mills just put his finger in your mouth.
That's what I mean. He's already making a face.
Actually, it's not bad. It's not bad. I did this.
Yeah, Paul likes pears.
Oh, Paul.
You see?
You'd never know if you like it if you don't try
it. It's not.
It's a tad soft.
Yeah,
it's
soft. It's not as good as an apple.
Rub some juice on your legs and see if it grows back.
Will not replace the apple, but I'd eat this.
Mike, take a bite of that brown.
No brown.
There you go. Yeah. What do you got? What is it? Which one's this here?
This is the Bosch. This is the one that he's eating. Get a bite on it.
Kind of looks like a potato.
That's a good pear.
It's
tasty.
It's not bad. It's actually a little...
It's mealy compared to an apple.
It's tangy.
Yeah.
Chinese. It's almost got a... It's a more sophisticated flavor profile, I think, of an apple.
I'm not a big fan of the skin, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little too brown for you, Paul? A little too brown for you?
Wow.
Really? I don't want it. Thank you.
No, it's just like... It's gritty.
Yeah.
The skin's gritty.
Yeah, like John Wayne.
Let me try the green one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now, will this taste differently?
Probably.
Yeah, it's harder.
Oh.
That's more crunch.
The flavor's not there.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's not ripe yet.
Send that this way.
There's no flavor to
those. Oh, it's awful.
Mike bought those. He's a pear rookie.
This green pear sucks.
His pear game is not strong.
The green one sucks.
Holler at your boy right here if you're looking for a good kiwi or two. I know a guy.
The brown one's money.
There you go. Try another one.
They're money. We got money.
I like that.
I tell you what.
This is good stuff.
This is going to make for a smooth move the next lax.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, a couple of pears on top of that 15 pounds of ribeye inside of your gut?
I don't have bowel issues, though. At all. Seriously.
And then janitors told me otherwise. Has to go in there with a flamethrower and a chisel.
So will the pear make it into the rotation?
I doubt it won't replace the apple.
Not replace, but make it into the rotation. Why does it have to replace? Why can't it be a company?
I can't eat too much fruit. Come on.
Like instead of, maybe every Tuesday. Yeah, you say you have an apple every day, right?
It'll shock his body.
Why not Tuesday, Thursdays make those pear days?
Oh, but I would miss the apple, though.
I bet you eat a lot of cheese, don't you?
Oh, big time. Cheese and bacon. God,
your bowel movement.
Cheese and bacon, baby.
Oh, God. I bet it's got to be
That's what I'm talking about.
Situation.
You go to the doctor?
There's not many foods that I don't put cheese on.
You go to the doctor?
I haven't been to the doctor in like 3 years.
Oh, my God.
You should probably go.
Why?
Like, because your gut's probably filled with quick creep.
I have a hernia.
You need to eat more fruit.
I have a hernia. That needs to be fixed, but I don't have time.
When you cough, is it intense pain?
He's one of those, those thick-headed idiots.
If I just get some cool wind.
Look at him. He's proud of it, too.
If I just walk around in the woods like Henry David Thoreau, it'll go away on its own.
Yeah. I got a hernia, but it's got to get fixed.
I feel like if I watch enough Clint Eastwood movies, it'll heal itself. I like to. I'll rub the American flag on it. It'll go away.
Rub some dirt on it
and play some tackle football. Paul, get that thing fixed. It's going to rip, and you're just going to have a blowout, like the worst kind of blowout. You're going to have an organ hanging out of you. Not the kind they play in church.
Let's go
to Scott. Yes, it's awful. Annapolis. Good morning, Scott. What have you never eaten before?
Good morning, boys. So I'm 33, and I've never had lobster only because. One of those things you don't really cook at home that much to know what it tastes like, and if you go out and it's $75 for lobster and you don't like it, it's kind of a waste of money.
Yes, very understandable.
I'm with you there, Scott. By the way, lobster, one of the most overrated foods. Beyond overrated.
I'm not a huge fan.
They used to feed it to like inmates 200 years ago. That was like something that they would just slop in front of inmates in Australian prison colonies and let them just eat lobster for days. And then someone somewhere was like, hey, what if we told them it was fancy food? And now they're charging people like $30 for 4 bites of that rubbery meat.
You know what's really messed up about my family is that my daughter is a vegetarian.
Well, hello there.
And so she doesn't eat any meat, and she eats only vegetables, and she keeps trying to get me to eat like spaghetti squash and stuff like that.
Spaghetti squash is great.
Spaghetti squash
is
real good.
She said it's amazing.
Why? See, now this is what bugs me about you, is that you're so stubborn and thick and stupid that why wouldn't you just go, okay, I'll try it?
I don't know. I mean,
no, I don't eat that. No.
Try it.
What is that? Is that a vegetable?
It's rabbit food.
I don't eat that.
It grew out of the ground.
I mean, you just sound like an ignoramus.
I hate the ignoramus.
If your daughter says, Dad, this spaghetti squash, this is great. It's healthy for you. It tastes good. I'd go, okay, let me try it.
I do eat carrots.
Is there meat in it? Then it. I'm not eating it.
Is that meat squash?
Is it a steak carrot?
Meat squash.
Then that carrot.
Steak carrots.
I do eat carrots. I eat carrots, and I eat green beans only if they're raw.
I like beef lettuce. Someone has to shave roast beef thin and then paint it green to trick you into thinking it's cabbage.
Yeah.
You're going to be like John Wayne. They're going to cut you open and find like 15 pounds of impacted fat in your gut.
Never eat cabbage.
They're going to try and cremate you one day when you die, and it's going to smell like a barbecue.
Someone's going to think there's a backyard barbecue in that crematorium from the amount of impacted brisket inside of your shapely ass. Now, this one I can't imagine. Lobster, I can kind of get. Jordan, good morning, love.
Good morning.
What have you never had before in the United States of effing America?
A burger or a hot dog. I've never had a burger or a hot dog.
Wow. You need to be deported.
You need to be kicked out.
It's American
food. You should be
food.
Sent north, and you have to live your days in some maple-stinking Canadian shack slopping back poutine. Are you, like, a vegetarian?
Yeah, how does that happen?
No, I'm like Paul. I'm a really, really picky eater. Somebody says, try this. I say, no. I'm just a picky eater. I haven't had any of really the fruits that Paul said that he hasn't had either.
See, but Paul's not picky. Paul's just a stupid caveman.
But Jordan, on the other hand, you're not. I would get if you're a vegan picky. Or a vegetarian. Are there any other tubular meats you enjoy? Sausage, perhaps,
chicken.
Or chicken?
I mean, I eat steak. I eat chicken.
We filmed something the other day with one of our coworkers, remember? And we were blown away by how picky, what she's never eaten. She's never had a hot dog, right? She never had a pizza until she was like 20.
But she's eaten like venison and like snake face. She's eaten like the marrow out of a deer's hind leg bone. She's eating all kinds of weird stuff. Thank you for the call, Jordan.
Deer meat's amazing.
Venison's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Venison is great. So, Mike, I'm going to put her on hold. Get her up here and tell her we got some hot dogs for her to try.